is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia is proposing talks about a ceasefire in Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said his government has submitted a ceasefire proposal. Western media say the proposed ceasefire would begin March 1st, which is too late to avert a worsening humanitarian crisis in and around the embattled city of Aleppo. Lavrov and Secretary of State John Kerry sat down for talks in Munich Thursday. European diplomats are skeptical about the offer, which they see as a delaying tactic that would allow Russian airstrikes on Aleppo to continue. UN and U.S. officials are warning of a potential humanitarian disaster in the event Aleppo is besieged by Russian-backed Syrian government forces. A humanitarian corridor for Aleppo was said to top the agenda Thursday in coalition talks in Munich. Rebels in Aleppo are laying plans to withstand a siege, which they say could last for some time. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Carter said NATO would bring the alliance's experience in building partner capacity and training ground forces. All of NATO's 28 member states are already in the anti-Islamic State alliance. Ugandan opposition candidate Kizza Besigye says he fears voter bribery could be one of the obstacles to his winning the February 18th presidential election. Besigye has run against President Yoweri Museveni in three previous elections. This is VOA News. NATO warships are heading to the Aegean Sea to help Turkey and Greece stop human traffickers. It's the first time NATO has joined the efforts to deal with the flow of migrants to Europe. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Thursday said three ships under German command were being deployed immediately to help the Turkish and Greek coast guards with reconnaissance and surveillance.
The goal is to participate in the international efforts to stem the illegal trafficking and illegal migration in the Aegean.
For now, the vessels do not have orders to intercept boats carrying migrants. With a little more than a year before his term expires, France's President François Hollande went on the air Thursday night to defend his proposed constitutional changes. Lisa Bryant has more.
In an interview carried on public TV, President François Hollande said two controversial amendments to the Constitution, now wending their way through Parliament, responded to calls for action after November's terrorist attacks here that killed 130 people.
Et toutes ces familles politiques m'ont dit, il faut prendre des décisions.
He said French parties of all political colors urged him to act. He suggested the first proposed reform, writing emergency powers into the Constitution, would provide rules and a framework for a national state of emergency that don't exist today. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
South Korean workers have begun their pullout from the Kaesong Industrial Complex in North Korea. The pullout follows new sanctions imposed on North Korea for its recent nuclear and rocket tests. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are set to debate for the sixth time Thursday. The western state of Nevada, with Hispanics a quarter of its population, is holding party caucuses February 20th. Another primary election is set a week later in the state of South Carolina, where black voters are expected to play a leading role. Brazil has announced an agreement with a U.S. university to develop a vaccine against the Zika virus within 12 months. At a news conference Thursday, the country's health minister said his government will invest $1.9 million toward the partnership between the University of Texas and Brazil's Evandro Chagas Institute over the next 5 years. The six-week standoff at a U.S. national wildlife refuge between law enforcement authorities and anti-government protesters ended Thursday. Two men and the wife of one of them walked out of the Mahler National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. Hours later, the last remaining protester surrendered. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.